Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, be sure to give my email address and send in your prayer requests and your comments. It's always great to hear from you. Did you know that I'm also on iTunes and Podomatic and Google Play and Spotify and YouTube and a whole lot of other funny sounding places? So you can listen online on just about any device you carry. And if you go to michaelottministries.blogspot.com, you can subscribe to my blog by entering your email address right there in the little box on top of the page. Thanks again for listening today. And as we always do, it would be my great honor to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you so very much for all who take time out of their busy day to hear these words. And I pray not only for them, but for everyone they love and every situation in their lives. Once again, it's the simple prayer that I pray for them every day, that their lives be heaven on earth, that your abounding grace would touch everything in their lives until they're overflowing with joy. Thank you again, Father, for loving us so much. And I pray all these things through my Savior and my King, my Jesus, my everything. Amen. The message today is called Thanksgiving is the Door. We begin in Acts chapter 16. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. They spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Then to Philippians chapter 4, Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. As I was praying, these verses came to my mind, and I looked them up and read them and started thinking on them. And Father spoke to me and asked me to write down his words and share them with you. And here are his words. He said, My loved ones, there's a much higher level that you can choose to live on. This level is above the chaos in the world. It is higher than the level most people dwell on. I am speaking of the higher mind that is already in you and only needs to be chosen to be activated. Within you there's an earthly mind that helps you function in the natural world. It is necessary for the things that have to do with the lower realm. There's also within you the Christ mind that is above the natural realm and can change the natural realm with supernatural power if you only choose to use this mind. This mindset is a life of thanksgiving. For instance, when Paul and Silas were beaten and locked in jail, the natural mind would be saying things like, We are going to die in here, or there is no way out of here. But what did they choose to do? They decided to worship and sing instead. Instead of complaining about their circumstances and wallowing in their sorrows, they decided to give thanks and to worship. This higher level of thinking opened up the supernatural power that was needed not only to set them free, but to save the household of the jailer. And did you also notice that all the bands of those who were around them were loosed? This is why you were told to give thanks in everything, because it is my will for you. The circumstances that are against you are not always my will. The giving of thanks is my will because it is your ticket to rising above your circumstances. Giving thanks and worship give you access to the power of my Spirit within you. They open the doors that are already available for you to walk through and out of any circumstances. Think of what happened when my son came to the tomb of Lazarus. He came upon people weeping and in despair, yet he chose to step up higher by saying, "I thank you, Father, that you always hear me." This simple giving of thanks opened the door for what came next. Thanksgiving is the key that unlocks the power within you. No matter what you are facing, you can overcome it by staying thankful, even when it seems all is lost, and there are no limits. You didn't receive less of the Spirit than I gave to my firstborn son. Spirit is only multiplied. It is never divided. I didn't give you a part of me. You are one with me. I know this is hard for some of you to hear, but yes, God is a family. You are joint heirs with my son and one of the many members of the family. You're each part of the body. You are not divided. So no matter what you face, you can always give thanks for this. My lovely ones, never despair, no matter what you're facing. You can choose to rise above your circumstances by giving thanks, because you will come out the other side better than you went in. I have built it into creation. All things have to work together for your good, even if they seem destructive. I've already chosen you the winner, so you can't lose. So my loved ones, take your minds off the problem and give thanks until all things change. They will change for your benefit. My beautiful ones, let me teach you about worship and thanksgiving. I don't need your worship because I have some great ego that needs your praise. Worship is for connecting you to your source. Worship reminds you of being in the family. Thanksgiving reminds you that you are going to win. My son worships me. I worship him. Holy Spirit worships us, and we worship Holy Spirit. I wrote the whole book about my beloved son, and when he came, he sang my praise by saying, "My Father is the greatest of all." I worshiped him again by saying, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever." Then Holy Spirit came and began teaching you how wonderful the Son is, and the circle never ends. Thanksgiving is how you join in the chorus of love and take your place as the gods I made you to be. Please, my beloved, don't get bogged down in your situation. Rise above it with thanksgiving. Step up into the reality of all things are possible. Thanksgiving is the door. Come on in and watch your problems disappear as you sit high above them in your rightful place. I love you, dear children, so love each other and be kind to each other. Never forget to love your enemies until they become your friends. And this is the end of the words he shared with me today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace, and I do love you each and every one, and I'll see you soon.